The end of history is not here yet. This is Mimnos and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. When Karl Marx announced that capitalism was destined to be destroyed by workers' revolution, that socialism would inevitably follow and lead to communism, he ushered in a new era in world history. Today, proponents of all forms of capitalism celebrate what they claim is the final discrediting of Marxism. This is nothing new. There wasn't a year in Marx's life after he wrote the Communist Manifesto in which his enemies didn't claim to have finally discredited his works. But surely Marx was wrong if he prophesied that the workers of Western Europe would rise up in revolt in the late 19th century, with utopia soon to follow. History has, of course, not been that simple. But for those who understand the relationship between political theory and political practice, Marx's positions make perfect sense, and this helps point the way forward for revolutionaries today. Marx's scientific theory showed that capitalism was being torn apart by internal forces, that the main contradiction in that system was between people who own but do not work and people who work but do not own. That was the theory. But Marx was also a revolutionary. He also wanted his theory to work to change the world, so he wrote for the workers of his time and place, telling them of their role in the class struggle and urging them forward to revolution. To those who care more for the academic accuracy of intellectual writings than for progress toward a better world, it appears then that Marx was simply wrong. Of course, not everything Marx wrote was true, as has been shown in practice. The making of revolution has so far produced two new eras within what is still called Marxism. The first was in Russia. There, Lenin and the Bolsheviks worked under different conditions in a mostly peasant country. They proved that it was not the workers in the most advanced countries alone who would make socialist revolution. A new theory, the theory of imperialism, was inaugurated to confront new conditions. The second new era was inaugurated even further from Western Europe, in China. There, revolutionaries led by Mao Zedong learned from the theory and practice of Marxism and Leninism, and they went further. They saw that capitalism was being restored in the Soviet Union as early as the 1950s, right under the nose of the Communist Party. That, in fact, the Communist Party in the Soviet Union was serving as a launching pad for a new ruling class. With China's Cultural Revolution, they called upon the people to hold the Communist Party accountable, to continue the revolution, and resist the restoration of capitalism. This recognition that class struggle persisted in a socialist system marked the beginning of the Maoist era of Marxism. Although the Cultural Revolution was eventually defeated in 1976 with the coup which brought Deng Xiaoping to power in China, revolutionaries today have learned its lessons. In the same way that Chinese revolutionaries called themselves Leninists as well as Marxists, recognizing the progress of theory and practice, so do revolutionaries today call themselves Maoists as well as Marxist-Leninists. But alphabet soup and the name game are not what's important. What's important is learning from the past as we work to shape the future. Maoists today still tell the oppressed working people of the world that the future is in their hands, that capitalism and imperialism are being torn apart by internal forces, and that socialism is worth fighting for. But we know that it took hundreds of years for capitalism to bury feudalism in Europe and elsewhere, and that the war between socialism and imperialism has proven itself even more heated. But we will never believe the rulers of the worst regimes in the history of the world, the imperialist countries today, when they try to assure us that it doesn't get any better than this. Of course, socialism has had failures as well as successes, but its failures are only shortcomings as an improvement over capitalism. This does nothing to reflect well on capitalism, which has caused more death and destruction than any system in world history, including world wars and nuclear holocaust. It only points to the need for rededication and renewed struggle. For those of us who look beyond academic debate and revolutionary backseat driving, the last century has been one of struggle, setback and struggle. We have advanced and we have retreated. We have won victories and we have been beaten back. But the fight for communism, for an equal society of freedom and cooperation, is no more dead than capitalism as a democratic utopia is alive. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station,